Welcome, the Dweller of the Dark. We are a channel honoring the yellowed and blackened bones of many prominent authors. We will be digging up several obscure, strange, and forgotten authors who influenced many of the great horror, science fiction, and fantasy writers today. Comment below if you like. If you have authors that you'd like to see recognized, list them in the comments or contact our author page. Subscribe for more tales of the horrifying, obscure, strange, and forgotten. We'll have quite a collection climbing out of the tombs. If you like any of our tales, comment, ring the bell, and crush the like button below. Unknown Horror Masters, the Skull and Bones collection has risen from the grave. More beasts to be released soon. Find us on Fiverr to raise 7 kinds of hell. Check out our other stories and our websites. YouTube, BitChute, Rumble, Dweller of the Dark. Official website, dwellerofthedark.com. Kindle Vella, new serialized novels and novelette. Weekly new episodes. Check out links below for Where the Wolf Dwells. The Curious Death of Dionysus Shall Not. Our books and ebooks are on Kindle Amazon. Follow, support us on Twitter, Instagram, Patreon, Bandcamp. Dweller of the Dark. Children of Horror. Legion of Ghouls. Tonight, we continue our celebration of Halloween. Each night, we will be presenting tales of the best Halloween horrors ever conjured to terrify, haunt, and delight. The One Black Stain. First published in The Howard Collector, number 2, Spring 1962. They carried him out on the barren sand, where the rebel captains died, where the grim gray rotting gibbets stand, as Magellan reared them on the strand, and the gulls that haunt the lonesome land wail to the lonely tide. Drake faced them all like a lion at bay, with his lion head upflung. Dare ye my word of law defy, to say this traitor shall not die? And his captains dared not meet his eye, but each man held his tongue. Solomon Kane stood forth alone, grim man of sober face, worthy of death he may well be, but the trial ye held was mockery. Ye hid your spite in a travesty, where justice hid her face. More of the man had ye been on deck, your sword to cleanly draw, in forthright fury from its sheath, and openly cleave him to the teeth, rather than slink and hide beneath a hollow word of the law. Hell rose in the eyes of Francis Drake. Puritan knave, swore he. Headsman, give him the axe instead. He shall strike off yon traitor's head. Solomon folded his arms and said, darkly and somberly, I am no slave for your butcher's work. Bind him with triple strands. Drake roared and the men obeyed, hesitantly as if afraid. But Cain moved not as they took his blade and pinioned his iron hands. They bent the doomed man over to his knees, the man who was to die. They saw his lips in a strange smile bend. One last long look, they saw him send at Drake, his judge, and his one-time friend, who dared not meet his eye. The axe flashed silver in the sun. A red arch slashed the sand. A voice cried out as the head fell clear, and the watchers flinched in sudden fear. Though 'twas but a seabird wheeling near above the lonely strand. This be ever traitor's end, Drake cried, and yet again. Slowly his captains turned and went, and the admiral's stare was elsewhere bent than where the cold scorn with anger blent in the eyes of Solomon Kane. Night fell On the crawling waves, the Admiral's door was closed. Solomon lay in the stenching hold. His irons clashed as the ship rolled. And his guard, grown weary and overbold, laid down his pipe and dozed. He woke with a hand at his corded throat that gripped him like a vice. Trembling, he yielded up the key, and the somber Puritan stood free, his cold eyes gleaming murderously with the wrath that is slow to rise. Unseen to the Admiral's door went Solomon Kane from the guard. Through the night and silence of the ship, the guard's keen dagger in his grip. No man of the dull crew saw him slip through the door unbarred. Drake at the table sat alone, his face sunk in his hands. He looked up as from sleeping, but his eyes were blank with weeping, as if he saw not creeping death's swiftly flowing sands. He reached no hand for gun or blade to halt the hand of Cain, nor even seemed to hear or see, lost in black mist of memory. Love turned to hate and treachery and bitter, cankering pain. A moment, Solomon Kane stood there, the dagger poised before, as a condor stoops above a bird. And Francis Drake spoke not, nor stirred. And Kane went forth without a word and closed the cabin door. The Return of Sir Richard Grenville, first published in Red Shadows, 1968. One slept beneath the branches dim, cloaked in the crawling mist. And Richard Grenville came to him and plucked him by the wrist. No night wind shook the forest deep, where the shadows of doom were spread. And Solomon Kane awoke from sleep and looked upon the dead. He spake in wonder, not in fear. How walks a man who died? Friend of old times, what do ye here, long fallen at my side? Rise up, rise up, Sir Richard said. The hounds of doom are free. The slayers come to take your head to hang on the juju tree. Swift feet press the jungle mud where the shadows are grim and stark. And naked men who pant for blood are racing through the dark. And Solomon rose and bared his sword, and swift as tongue could tell, the dark spewed forth a painted horde like shadows out of hell. His pistols thundered in the night, and in that burst of flame, he saw red eyes with hate alight, and on the figures came. His sword was like a cobra stroke, and death hummed in its tomb. His arm was steel and knotted oak beneath the rising moon. But by him sang another sword, and a great form roared and thrust, and dropped like leaves the screaming horde to writhe in bloody dust. Silent as death their charge had been, silent as night they fled, and in the trampled glade was seen only the torn dead. And Solomon turned with outstretched hand, then halted suddenly. For no man stood with naked brand beneath the moonlit tree. Solomon Kane's Homecoming, first published in Fanciful Tales, Fall, 1936. The white gulls wheeled above the cliffs. The air was slashed with foam. The long tides moaned along the strand. When Solomon Kane came home, he walked in silence, strange and dazed, through the little Devon town. His gaze, like a ghost come back to life, roamed up the streets and down. The people followed wonderingly to mark his spectral stare. And in the tavern, silently, they thronged about him there. He heard, as a man hears in a dream, the worn old rafters creak. And Solomon lifted his drinking jack and spoke as a ghost might speak. There sat Sir Richard Grenville once. In smoke and flame he passed. And we were 1-53. But we gave them blast for blast. From crimson dawn to crimson dawn, we held the Dons at bay. The dead lay littered on our decks. Our masts were shot away. We beat them back with broken blades till crimson ran the tide. Death thundered in the cannon smoke when Richard Grenville died. We should have blown her hull apart and sunk beneath the main. The people saw upon his wrist the scars of the rats of Spain. "Where is Bess?" said Solomon Cain. "Woe that I caused her tears. In the quiet churchyard by the sea, she has slept these 7 years. The sea wind moaned at the window pane, and Solomon bowed his head. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust, and the fairest fade," he said. His eyes were mystical deep pools that drowned unearthly things. And Solomon lifted up his head and spoke of his wanderings. "Mine eyes have looked on sorcery in dark and naked lands, horror born of the jungle gloom and death on the pathless sands. And I have known a deathless queen in a city old as death, with towering pyramids of skulls her glory witnessed. Her kiss was like an adder's fang, with the sweetness Lilith had, and her red-eyed vassals howled for blood in that city of the Mad. And I have slain a vampire shape that sucked a black king white. And I have roamed through grisly hills where dead men walked at night. And I have seen heads fall like fruit in a slaver's barracoon. And I have seen winged demons fly all naked in the moon. My feet all weary of wandering, and age comes on apace. I fain would dwell in Devon now, forever in my place. The howling of the ocean pack came whistling down the gale, and Solomon Cain threw up his head like a hound sniffs the trail. Adown the wind like a running pack, the hounds of the ocean bayed, and Solomon Cain rose up again and girt his Spanish blade. In his strange cold eyes, a vagrant gleam grew wayward and blind and bright. And Solomon put the people by and went into the night. A wild moon rode the wild white clouds. The waves in white crest flowed. When Solomon Cain went forth again, and no man knew his road. They glimpsed him etched against the moon, where clouds on hilltop thinned. They heard an eerie, echoed call that whistled down the wind. Red Thunder, first published in JAPM, The Poetry Weekly, September 1929. Thunder in the black skies beating down the rain. Thunder in the black cliffs looming o'er the main. Thunder on the black sea, and thunder in my brain. Gods on the night wind, Satan's on his throne, by the red lake lurid and great grim stone. Still through the roofs of hell the brooding thunders drone. Trident or rapier Satan thrust and foins, crouching on his throne with his great goat loins. Souls are his footstools, and hearts are his coins. Slave of all the ages, the Lord of the air. Solomon overcame him, set him roaring there, crouching on the coals where the great flames flare. Thunder from the grim gulfs out of cosmic deep, where the red eyes glimmer and the black wings sweep. Thunder down to Satan, wake him from his sleep. Thunder on the shores of hell, scattering the coal, riding down the mountain on the moon mare's foal, blasting out the caves of the gnome and the troll. Satan, brother Satan, rise and break your chain. Solomon is dust and his spells grow vain. Rise through the world in the thunder and the rain. Rush upon the cities, roaring in your might. Break down the towers in the moon's pale light. Build a wall of corpses for God's great sight. Quench the red thunder in my brain this night. Not only in death, they die. Published in Magazine of Horror, number 28, July 1969. The old man leaned on his rusty spade, down his gnarled arms, the slow sweat ran. I came through the moon and the black moon's shade. Dig me a grave, old man. The old man lifted his spade again. The night is waning, be gone, he said. I owe no labor to living men. I only serve the dead. Lay by the spade, old man, and look for a space into my eyes. And into my eyes he gazed for a span, while the moon waned in the skies. If ever a raven looked as I, he would rend for his feast those eyes away. And the old man lifted his shovel high and drove it into the clay. The loam gives way and the pebbles part. I bring you rest who have brought no lies. They can hide the death that is in the heart, but not the death in the eyes. Thank you for listening. Have a great night.